really could do was expose the fact that man's best was never good enough. That was the point of the law. It wasn't that the law was imperfect. The problem was the law was perfect and we aren't. And the law was always intended to put people in a position where they would see their need for Christ. But not just the need for Christ for forgiveness. Sadly, that's where so many Christians end. And they think, well, if they read like Galatians, that Galatians simply revealed mankind's sin and mankind's inability to live a life before God that finds acceptance by being perfect and therefore receiving the gift of the grace of God in Christ. But it goes beyond that. It goes to how we live our lives every day. We still have this option every single day. We didn't get saved by our performance. We get saved by giving up our performance and receiving salvation as a free gift. Colossians 2:6 says, just like you've received him, so walk in him. There's no difference. The whole Christian life is a life of faith. The scripture says the just shall live by faith. And over again, throughout the scriptures and here in Galatians 3, it talks about it, and James, it talks about it, that speaking of Abraham, is that Abraham was justified or made righteous through faith. It was reckoned to him as righteousness. It's always been a curious thing. Years ago, when I'd read that, I'd go, okay, so God stamped him righteous because he believed, because that's what God wants you to do, is to believe, to have faith. But the reason that God always reckons faith, he always reckons righteousness to faith, is because faith invokes his activity on our behalf. Faith allows him to act, and only his righteous acts count. Does that make sense? When you got saved, in that moment, you looked to Jesus because you knew you couldn't do anything to save yourself. And so you looked to him to do for you what you couldn't do. That's him reckoning your faith with righteousness. It doesn't just say, well, that's righteous that you did that. It released his righteousness. You were included into his righteousness. In Galatians chapter 3, it says this in verse 21. Because part of the Galatians battle was, you had Jewish believers that were there. They were called Judaizers, but they were so committed to, you had to keep, it's not just about grace, you had to add Old Testament stuff. You had to have the law to be holy, to be acceptable before God, to live a life acceptable before God. And so their concern was, is that if you just live by grace, then you're going to just give in to sin. And so you need some law to keep you corralled, to make sure you behave right. Which means they didn't understand grace at all. So it says in verse 21, is the law then contrary to the promise of God? Does the law actually say that Christianity being the result of God keeping promises to you instead of you're trying to keep promises to him? Is the law really saying that living by promises is wrong? And then he goes, may it never be. For if the law had been given, which was able to impart life, then righteousness would indeed have been based on the law. Then he goes on and explains, this is what the law was meant to accomplish, to crowd you to Christ. So he says here, he said, if the law, if man's performance could accomplish righteousness, then righteousness would be about just performing. But he says, listen to what he says again. For if the law had been able to impart life, then righteousness would have. Righteousness is not a thing. Righteousness is a person. And that person is Jesus. See, the moment I got saved, I was placed into Christ 2,000 years ago at the cross, and the moment I, quote, got saved, that which had been accomplished for me was realized to me experientially. And I was now in him, and therefore carry his righteousness, his right standing before God. But also, because I'm in him, I get to experience his right living for God through me. Romans 6 says, for the death that he died to sin once and for all. Even so, reckon yourself dead indeed in sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus. It's because I'm in Christ Jesus that I'm able to live a life of righteousness. Not performing for God, but Jesus performing through me. For righteousness is the impartation of life. My right standing is because I have his right standing before the Father. My right living is because he's doing the right living through me. It's the impartation of a life, not the keeping of a standard or a set of rules. Because the life that Jesus lives is far more holy than any kind of righteous life you may try to live before God. That's why he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. He says, how can law condemn that? You can't get any better than that. One of my favorite restaurants in the world is Dreamland Barbecue. And there's one in Tuscaloosa, there's one in Birmingham. And the motto has always been, there's ain't nothing like them nowhere. You could put that to cross, would say, ain't nothing like this nowhere. Jesus accomplished everything for us. He accomplishes everything in us. Nothing is more exhausting than trying to live a righteous life for God. Because what does that look like? I mean, is it your version that's righteousness, or is it my version? Like one person says, well, I'm my righteous life, I live before God, and I can have a glass of wine every once in a while. But you got somebody else over here who says, well, you can't do that. That's sin. My righteousness, I'm living a righteous life for God, and you just never do things like that. And you have different arguments about things like that all over the body of Christ. So whose list is right? There's only one. It's Jesus. And his list looks like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. So holiness, living a life of holiness. Holiness is a person, not a bunch of principles. Righteous living is a person, and that person is Jesus. And the pressure's on him, not me. If you read through Galatians, my responsibility is to do what? Is just receive that moment by faith. Receive what he's accomplished and what he's prepared to perform through me by faith. And God reckons that as righteousness because he's now doing it. My faith is allowing him to do, save me. My faith is now allowing him to live through me a righteous life. And therefore, that's why it's reckoned to me as righteousness. So if you ever see that phrase in Scripture, you know that God reckons it as righteousness when you live by faith because you're letting him do it. And only what he does is righteous. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.